Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Next time somebody says,
St. Louis, what's St. Louis got?
Well, we are itching to find out where Scott Jagow's been roaming. It's been a couple of weeks and we
just
have...
Just missing that Roman theme and everything.
I know. Missed our guessing game. Joe Pott and I are ready, Scott.
Okay, well, here's...
Guess along at home.
That's right. Here is clue number one.
At least twice a year, we have exhibition sets rotating around. And we really, again, like to focus on... Not only the DJ arts and culture, but it's like, it's the music, it's the fashion, it's the connections that we make as human beings, as artists and creatives.
Okay. Music DJs, and fashion. Music,
is it,
fashion,
the
art.
Copacabana?
Oh, don't put that in my head.
Oh, no.
Too late.
Copa.
I don't think we have one of those in St. Louis.
Well, that's too bad.
All right.
Let's move on to clue number two.
Celebrating the art form of the backdrop. And we're using that term to talk about specific works by artists, but also just the same kind of backdrop you would have had your picture taken in front of in elementary school. And we're inviting the public to come in and use them. You know, you can come in with your camera equipment and set up and take your family portrait in front of them during our hallway. Yeah, in our galleries.
Okay, so you interesting. Can come in, little selfie studio.
With the old school backdrops.
Exactly. And you can have professional photographers as well take pictures. So it's got that photography element as part of it. You heard about DJ culture and fashion. So there's a lot of different artistic elements happening at this place all at once. All right.
No guesses yet. Okay. I have no idea.
Okay.
So we're having like DJ Thelonious Kryptonite and DJ Noon are going to be.
I love the names.
I love the names. What would your DJ name be? Have you thought about
that? I got to think about that.
Yeah, I got to think about that. I'll ask you again at the end of this. I know mine already, but we'll go around in a circle and talk about our DJ names.
Okay.
And then we got a legendary DJ Charlie Chan of Run DMC.
So legendary Charlie Chan, Run DMC. What's your DJ name, Joe Pott?
Man, I have no idea.
I know. I have to think about that. It's too early to be creative.
Yeah.
All right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
What's your DJ name, Scott?
I should have thought about it.
Yeah, I thought that maybe something we were going to find out.
Yeah. I had it in my head. Now I forgot it. Maybe I'll think about it in here in a second. Okay. Another clue.
These people have put their whole life into their art, their vision, their ability to touch a piece of white canvas and paint on it. Their ability to take music that you've never heard before, you barely heard before, but mix it in into something that's familiar and something that gives you, you know, those warm and fuzzies and nostalgia's built into it. And people just want to feel stuff. And I think we are able to hit and touch all the senses.
So we have touching all the senses. And I just thought of my DJ name.
Oh.
DJ Como.
Okay.
As in Camo X.
Oh. All right.
I took it.
It didn't
you
blow
can't
my
have
socks
that
off.
One. It didn't. You can't have DJ Como.
Okay.
All right.
I won't take it.
Okay. So that's my last clue.
Oh. So was he talking about painting at the beginning of that cut? Like
painting,
a blank canvas? Okay.
Yes. Is also included.
Well, this sounds like a very fun, artsy place.
Yeah.
Very
so
creative.
My biggest clue is that new exhibit is called Backdrops. And this is a place that is surrounded by art, literally all kinds of art.
Is it somewhere in Grand Center?
That is true.
Okay.
It is in Grand Center.
Somewhere in Grand Center. Hmm.
You probably can take a good guess here.
Is it the dark room?
It is not the dark
okay,
room.
That
but
was just a guess.
I have been to the dark room in previous one, but you are very close in terms of, yes, relationship to that place.
I don't know, Joe.
I also do not know.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you. It is Sophie's Artist Lounge.
Oh.
Which is part of the Kranzberg Arts Foundation. The dark room is part of that, but this is in that big building next to the Big Top.
Okay.
So there's Walls Off Washington, Sophie's Artist Lounge, there's the coffee shop literary place, and then upstairs there's all this artist workspace that people can use to write and create. So, but Sophie's is where they have this new backdrops exhibit where you can have your photo taken or you can take your own photos. And then it also has DJs playing all the time, big events there. And they just opened a market. So you, when you walk in, there's a market there that sells merch and other stuff. So
it's God a love those Kransbergs.
Yeah, and really. Exactly. They're Arts constantly Foundation. Evolving.
So anybody can go into Sophie's?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Yep. Gonna have to check that out.
You should
do a little scratching.
Yeah, like,
you know what apparently became kind of hip this year based on TikTok is adults, siblings going back to having photographers do awkward JCPenney photos that they had done when they were kids, like really dorky.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're so funny. So I was that's what I was envisioning when you were talking about
those backdrops. Backdrops are cool.
Like old school, right? Does it look like the old, like...
Yeah, some of them are like that. The others are like
fake
3D
library
type things. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I love it. All right, and we'll hear more about this on Sunday?
Sunday morning at 8:20 and 9:20.
Roman was...